Hey, Scarfies and all you magical story lovers, welcome back to Writer Groupie. I'm MK Browning, here to chat about the writing life, fantasy worlds, and sometimes the slightly less magical parts of being an indie author. Today we're talking about a subject that's been buzzing, or maybe hissing, through the author community, Kindle Unlimited. Yeah, for a long time, KU felt like the enchanted forest of publishing, full of possibility, adventure, and treasure. But lately, some of us have been noticing there are more thorns than roses. So let's dig into what's going on, why authors are leaving, and what it means for both readers and writers. When Kindle Unlimited launched, it was kind of revolutionary. Readers paid a flat monthly fee and got access to a massive library of books, basically Netflix for reading. For authors, especially indie authors, it was a dream. You got paid for every page your book was read. Readers discovered your work without having to gamble on buying the ebook outright. I know for me, KU was a way to reach new audiences and build a readership, especially in the early days. It was exciting. Page reads came in daily, and that little Amazon graph, oh, it was a dopamine machine. But here's the plot twist, and it's not the fun kind. Over the last year or so, KU payouts have dropped to around 0.004 per page. That means a 300-page novel, fully read, earns you about $1.20. And that's if readers make it to the end. On top of that, there's been a flood of low-quality, AI-generated books in KU. They're cheap to produce, they clog up search results, and yes, they still pull from the same shared royalty pool. More books, especially more junk books, means the pie gets sliced thinner and thinner for everyone else. And readers are also making changes. Some are canceling their KU subscriptions for financial reasons. Others don't feel they're getting enough value, and a few are leaving over ethical concerns about both Amazon's policies and the explosion of AI content. When fewer readers are subscribed, that big global fund Amazon uses to pay authors shrinks, and authors feel that in their paychecks. So what does this mean for authors? Well, some writers have reported income dropping like a rock after enrolling in KU, especially if they were previously selling well outside it. And for authors who only publish in KU, a drop in per page rate can mean losing hundreds, even thousands in a month. It's a tough pill to swallow, maybe more like trying to swallow a brick. Here's the thing, KU isn't all bad. It can still be a powerful marketing tool, especially for a first-in-series book to hook readers. But depending on KU as your main source of income is getting riskier. Some strategies authors are trying are going wide. That means publishing on multiple platforms like Kobo, Apple Books, and Google Play, or by direct sales, that's selling ebooks straight from their own website. And also reader funnels, that's using KU for book one, but selling the rest outside KU. If you're a reader who loves KU, keep reading those indie books. You do help authors just by turning those pages. But if you've left KU, but you still want to support your favorite authors, you can buy ebooks directly from them. You can leave reviews, they're free and so powerful. You can share your books or their books on social media. You can request their titles at your library. Trust me, every little bit matters. Finally, the question bears repeating, is KU dying? Well, not exactly, but it's changing. And for indie authors, that means rethinking strategies and diversifying where our stories live. For some, KU will still be part of the plan. For others, it's time to turn the page and find new ways to connect with readers. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you still in KU as a reader? Have you left? If you're an author, have you pulled your books out? Send me a message or comment on my socials. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep reading, keep imagining, and keep those scarves flying.